It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
Good morning and happy preparation day to everyone. God bless each of you. Psalms 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. In Psalm 118, 24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's time for worship on the Worship and Wellness broadcast. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. We ask that your spirit will abide with us as your word is open. We're asking for the anointing words to be granted to our pastor, for you to fill him with your spirit, and for you to help us to grow in grace and wisdom as we study these things out. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God is good, my brothers and sisters, and it's time now for our opening song. It's about time for coming, Christ.
It's about time.
It's about time.
Our worship title this morning is The Holy Ghost and a Hammer. The Holy Ghost and a Hammer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we read your word and discuss it, we pray that we will hear from heaven. We want to say thank you for awakening us. Some didn't wake up this morning. It's not that you love them less. You just have a work for us to do, and their work is finished. We just thank you that we can work for you at this moment. Even the rest of this day is not promised. We acknowledge that. But while we have breath, we will praise the Lord. So we want to say thank you. We want to praise you. We want to extol you. We want to honor you. You are full of majesty and holiness and righteousness and goodness and mercy. And we just say thank you. As we are in this preparation day, we pray that we'll be faithful on this preparation day to really prepare for the Sabbath so that no unnecessary work will be done in the holy hours. Help us to iron our shirts and shine our shoes and wash our clothes and cook the food and do whatever we need to do earlier as the sun is setting earlier so that we are welcoming in your holy Sabbath. Be with us today in Jesus' name. Amen. The Holy Ghost and a Hammer. Exodus chapter 31 says, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God. Now, I want to stop there. When you think of being filled with the Spirit of God, maybe they're preachers, maybe they're priests, maybe they're doing some kind of work that is delivering the Word of God on a daily basis in a very powerful and public way. That's not what it says. It says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Now, this is powerful, brothers and sisters. Some of you are writers and some of you are editors. Some of you are accountants and some of you are business people. Some of you sweep streets and some of you clean toilets. Some of you fly airplanes and some of you drive taxis. Some of you are working in the legal field and some in the medical field. The Bible says he was filled with the Spirit of God. And what was the result? There was wisdom. There was understanding. There was knowledge. And they were blessed in all manner of workmanship. So being filled with the Spirit does not make you a preacher, or because you're a preacher, you don't get more of the Spirit than others who seek the Spirit, my brothers and sisters. You just happen to have an important calling to shepherd, and that's an important sign. That doesn't mean you listen to what the conference says and only do that regardless of what the Bible says. Nothing wrong with order and structure and obedience and being on one accord. And there's nothing wrong with leadership and having leaders over you. But when those leaders over you go against what the Bible says, friends, you stay with what the Bible says. And you're not going to compromise and teach things that are not supported in God's word, such as, this is the only ark of safety, even though it's not even safe anymore. So, my brothers and sisters, I am here to tell you that if you want to be filled with the Spirit, you can be, and it doesn't matter what you do in life. You can be filled with the Spirit, and that's what's so beautiful. You can have a hammer in your hand, and you can be filled with the Spirit. Notice what it says. Why were they filled with the Spirit in all manner of workmanship? To devise cunning works. To work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones, to set them masons out there. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit as you lay your block and your brick. Amen. To set them and in carving of timber, carpenters, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom. Now, inferred is that they get the same spirit, so those who worked with them also got a wonderful spirit. They were just leading out, that is, Bezalel and Aholiab. All that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. To the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle. You know, this is wonderful, brothers and sisters. When we can, we should get godly people helping us, working with us. Yes, you can go out, but you might even be able to save money and get somebody secular to do it. But if we can have godly people, God's people, it helps them to have work for the Lord as they are filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and we keep the Lord in it. I don't want somebody from the Church of Satan building my house. They might stick something under the carpet that I need to don't even know is there and might need to pray over. But I'm going to tell you something. If they stick something under the carpet, God will reveal it and angels will protect me because I didn't do anything to bring it in, okay? But the point being made is that I'd still rather have a Christian building my house. How about you? The tabernacle of the congregation and the ark of the testimony and the mercy seat that is thereupon and all the furniture of the tabernacle and the table and his furniture and pure and the pure candlestick with all his furniture and the altar of incense and the altar of burnt offerings with all his furniture and the laver at his foot and the cloths of service and the holy garments for Aaron the priest and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office. That's a beautiful word. Ladies and gentlemen, that means seamstresses and tailors, whether you do it professionally or you do it amateurly. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit as you make clothing. Okay, can we say amen? To the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. So God actually appointed people to be seamstresses, carpenters, masons, all of those things that they, and these men, Aholiab and Bezalel, I should say Bezalel and Aholiab in the order that the Bible gives it, were filled with the Holy Ghost in their secular work, but it wasn't secular. You see, when we love God, we will do everything to the glory of God. Isn't that what I believe 1 Corinthians 10:31? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. A Christian can't just be on a job and do it haphazardly, not a true Christian. We will do it the best of our ability, and that's the spirit that led Daniel to have favor with the king and Joseph to have favor with Pharaoh because they put their whole heart into whatever they did because they realized they weren't working for man. They were working for God, and he put his spirit on them and gave them. Joseph was a great businessman, accountant, so a manager, an accountant, and planner, you see. But very compassionate as well. And then look at Daniel, a great statesman and prophet leading out in Babylon as well. So God has people, even in high places and what the world would call low places. It doesn't matter. Friends, let's just be faithful. Don't worry about your estate. Jesus didn't have degrees. They said of him in John 7:15, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? But you also can read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 28, I believe, and 29, I think it begins by saying, and when he had finished these sayings, let's read it. I'll read it. I like that one. I just think it'll be good to not leave that one out. Matthew 7, verse 28, it says, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. He did not get a theology degree, brothers and sisters. He did not go to Toastmasters. He just studied the Word of God, and it was in his heart, and it just came out in tones and a presentation full of love and power. You see, they have wrapped science into so much confusion. You don't know what science is. They claim this is true science, and yet they don't want to show the data. of certain things, that's not true science. Here's a little tip. Anytime you have to hide something, most likely it's not the truth. If you have to hide something that is the right for the people to have, okay? That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say we have to tell everything. The Bible says don't cast your pearls before swine, people that wouldn't appreciate it. But when you have to hide something that is the right of the people so they can make intelligent decisions, you're always in the wrong, friends. When you have to, when you punish people because they disagree and have a different thought and inquiry, I don't care whether you are in a religion. Some religions will shun you if you don't go along. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, you might be surprised. You might be thinking I'm talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses. No, I'm talking about all of them, because if you you disagree with the president and you teach things that the Bible teaches and that the Lord teaches, but it's different than what the president teaches or what the pastor teaches, I don't know of any major denomination that doesn't marginalize you. And you see, they're not. That just shows that they're not ready. God's people are going to be people that are faithful to the end, not people who simply have their name on a roll. And if you don't figure that out, you might not make it, brothers and sisters. That's what the Lord teaches. God prizes truth and righteousness above membership in a particular group or organization or whatever it is. And the world would make you think otherwise, and statements have been taken out of context and scriptures misused in order to deceive the people so that they can keep you under their thumb. But I'm here to tell you the truth, my friends, because the truth is the only thing that sets you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we've learned today that you can have a hammer and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, my friend. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this worship thought. I pray for your Holy Spirit to guide us. Be with us now as we, on this preparation day, are looking forward to getting our work done to spend holy time and special time with you. Bless us in this intermission as we prepare to hear from Sister Lenny in our wellness segment of the broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, friends, it's our time for intermission. We have the Torso song. It's actually entitled Escape to Torso. And just relax and enjoy and meditate as we prepare for wellness.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and
Amen. When we smile, that's our topic for health today. And Sister Lenny will have our health topic at this time.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Happy Friday. Smiling is the secret to health and serenity. When we smile, it offers a mood boost. It helps our bodies release cortisol and endorphins that provide numerous health benefits. To name a few, reduced blood pressure, reduced pain and stress, increased endurance, strengthens the immune system, and activates neurons in the brain. When we smile, it often perceived as a sign of compassion, politeness, communication, trust, gives feeling of belonging and good intentions. Whether you call it a grin, a smirk, a beam, or a smile, there's no denying the feel-good power of this happy facial expression. When we smile, we can reassure others. So let us start our day off today with a smile. Thank you. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
Man, that reminds me of that song. You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile. It's beautiful. All right, it's roll call time. We have representation from, that's going to be North Carolina. We have representation from, I believe that's Texas. And we have Virginia. God bless you. Happy Sabbath Eve as well. And my dear brother says, Happy Preparation Day, and we have an amen. Praise God. That's our communication on Facebook. We have representation from Alabama, from Maryland, from Delaware, Delaware again, from Missouri, from New Jersey. We have representation from Ohio again. We have Oklahoma. We have Georgia and South Carolina. Praise the Lord. And yes, yes. I'll talk to you about that. Amen. Amen. All right. Anyone want to share anything? Just press star 6, and we would love to engage with you. And we have about half an hour to the top of the hour. Oh, God is good. There's anyone. Okay, we've got one of our mothers in Israel on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, Sister Maria, and everyone on the line. Last week, I left a message on your phone thanking you for the package that was sent. And I was very thankful to receive it. God bless you, and I also have a question.
Sure. You want me to get back with you on the question? Or did you want to ask it now?
Right now I would like to ask. When sometimes you close your hands and your fingers get stuck, they cannot straighten out. Is there anything that can help with that?
You might be low on either calcium or magnesium. So you might want to look at that. I don't know if you – we have a there's a supplement called CalMag, and it just is a powder that has calcium and magnesium together. Of course, you know, it's in foods and that type of thing. There's a decent amount of calcium and magnesium in our super tonic, but that may be what you're lacking. So let's start with that. If that does not work, we'll keep trying.
To be honest, I have calcium citrate and also the magnesium in the powder form, but I don't use them often. It's my fault.
Okay. Well, we'll start with that, and then you let us know. We were traveling, and I probably missed your call. I have to catch up
on the question. Yes, I understand. It was about that time. It was about that time when you were traveling.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I apologize for not getting back with you, but
it's
God
okay.
is good. Thank you for calling.
It's okay. I know you're one of God's busy servants doing his work.
Well, God is good. Thank you so much. All right. God is, and we're glad you enjoyed the mug by the grace of God. Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Have a happy Sabbath, both you and Sister Maria.
Thank you.
Your mom.
Thank you.
All God right. bless you.
We're going to Missouri now. Good morning. God bless you this morning.
Good morning. Happy Preparation Day to everyone. This is Sharman Gibson here in St. Louis, Missouri. I just wanted to give God praise and glory for blessing me to see my daughter turn 27 yesterday. I want to ask for a special prayer request for her, as well as my son, Nathan, who's 19 and really trying to clarify what his purpose is in this life. He now has decided he wants to pursue cybersecurity. And I just ask that the prayer be that God really make the path straight for my son so that he can walk in the direction that God would have him to, whether it's in this field or him continuing to work in construction. He had his apprenticeship in that. Just that God will close every door and only open the one that he desires for him to walk through. As well for my daughter, Jamari, that he would give her peace in her soul. She's in a critical time of discernment in who she dates and the decisions that she makes that are honorable to her Creator in her mind and her body and in her profession as well. That he would give her restorative rest because she works 10 to 11 hours a day in enterprise leasing and just balance in everything that she's doing so that she can be fully present with God's blessing when she goes into work at 7:15 and typically is off at 5:30. I just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So you said Jamari and Nathan?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We will definitely call them by name. Amen. Praise God. All right, all right. We have a call from Oklahoma. Sister Odessa.
Good morning, Brother Pastor, and everyone on the line. This is truly a blessing. Thank you so much for the message this morning. I was listening because I know I'm in food service, and I really thank God for the gift and the talent that he has given me. I'm off today, but sometimes it's really hectic because we see so many soldiers on the base. But I just want to ask you to keep my sister in prayer. She is right now transitioning. She has pancreatic cancer, and the doctor had, you know, kind of gave her 6 months. So 6 months will be up next month. But she's not responding, and she's just looking one way, and we're just keeping her comfort. But just ask that you keep her in prayer. And I'm asking the Lord to help me to accept what I can't change, accept her leaving this earth. And I know she's going to be resting. And I just praise the Lord because I ask the Lord not to let her be in any pain. And so it's kind of bittersweet with me, you know, with me losing my boys at a time like this. It's just a sad occasion, but I'm asking the Lord to help me to continue to keep the faith. And I'm praying for the ministry, and I'm praying for one another. I'm just asking the Lord to help me to be a better person than I've been. Even on my job, I get frustrated because I have people that are under me that I have to supervise, and I ask God to let me be a light on my job. Let me be an example on my job. Let others see Christ in me. And so now I'm at the job, and I try to be as quiet so I can hear God's small voice speaking to me because I have people that are under me that I have to supervise, and I know they don't like me. But I try to do my best, and I always tell them, don't make it personal. you know, all about the job. And so I just ask God to humble my heart and then let me be what he would have me to be on that job. Also asking the Lord to bless me with a new vehicle. Mine's just about to put me down, but I'm just thankful. I'm just grateful and thankful for what I have and what God has done for me in my life. So thank you all so much. God bless you, and happy Preparation Day.
Amen. Happy Preparation Day to you, sister. Amen. Praise God. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything with us at this time? Just go ahead and press star 6. We would love to engage with you. Amen. Praise God. I haven't been given permission, but I'm just going to share something. Someone just texted me. It says, some of this was during the smile. It says, amen. Yes, smiling is an instant dosing of sunlight in the soul. And then the individual says, what beautiful prayer request for one in leadership. Praise God. Amen. We do need prayer. Thank you for that, Sister Odessa. God is good. Anyone want to share anything, please feel free to press star 6 at this time. We've got Brother Peyton. It says on Facebook, we'll go ahead and expand it to read it. It says, I have a lady friend in her mid-60s who is overweight. She wants to know if you have a low-calorie diet you can recommend for her. She does not have diabetes or any disease that she knows of. You can mail the diet to me, and I will give it to her. And then it says, what do you charge for this diet? All right, so we'll reach out to you, Peyton, sometime today and, you know, see what we can do to help you out. Confer with my wife on it, and we'll get back with you today. All right, God is good. Well, we'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to close the
call. Pastor.
Oh, yes.
I want to ask special prayer for family that a very dear friend of mine passed away, and I'm just requesting prayer for her family at this time. Her funeral is on Sunday. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we'll turn it over to my wife on Dreamed Up at this time.
Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the lesson that the Spirit has brought to our attention. And may we study these things out even deeper, gaining more wisdom and understanding. We lift before you several petitions this morning, and although we are not able to get all the details to each one, we will ask that you will honor what was already requested. We want to pray for Nathan. We ask, Lord, that in his walk that he will seek you for direction. The mother is concerned about his decision, whether he stays in construction or he goes into cyber security. That is the decision that needs to be made between him and you, Father, for you know the plan and purpose and will and desire that you have for his life. You also know his own career decisions, his desires to work, to be of service, and we just ask that you will steer him through your Holy Spirit and all the other decisions relating to his life and his walk with you. We pray that for the daughter. And her name escapes me, but I know it does not escape you. And I just ask that you be with Jamari, Lord, and her decisions and the things that she's needing to do, especially concerning her personal life, her life that she may be, the decisions that she may be making with those that she wants to date, her career decisions, just her walk in general. We're just asking for direction, that you would protect her mind, sustain her, Lord. Let her not have an interest or an attraction to things that are not of any good use for her. But may she seek you. May she be led by your Spirit with directions and instructions as to where she should go. Pray for the mothers to continue to keep her children on the altar, trusting that when she prays, knowing that her prayers have been heard and that they will be answered in accordance with your perfect will. I want to pray for Sister Odessa and her situation with work and her car situation. We know she has been in need of this car for, seems like, a couple years now, and we know that that time for her car is now coming to an end, Lord. But you have been sustaining her, and may she trust that you will find the right vehicle for her to continue to use that for all of the things that she's needing to get her to and fro from work and to church and to other places. So we just ask that you will open up the financial opportunity, open up the right vehicle, and place those into her care as soon as possible. And Lord, may her walk with you continue to be faithful, and may she continue to trust in you. We want to pray for Sister Lenny, asking prayer for a very dear friend of hers who have recently passed away, and for the family. We know that it's a devastation of a loss to the heart when you lose a loved one, and it's a void there. And the only thing that can fill that void is your love. And we do pray that your love will be extended to each of them as they so need it. Be with them, bringing them comfort, encouragement, and even strength during this time. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with our dear mother. We understand that there has been some problems with her hands, her fingers. We're just asking that you would bring her comfort. Whatever the issue is, show us her case and help us to be able to help her. And show her, Lord, what she can do. If there is something lacking in her diet and a supplement, we just ask that you will reveal that. And we do pray for everyone. We all are in need of spiritual, mental, and physical healing. So we ask that you will grant that to us. We pray that as we continue throughout this day of preparation, that you would help us in all that needs to be done. So when the time comes for us to usher in to your holy Sabbath, that we would be ready. We do ask for forgiveness of our sins, that we would be cleansed of all unrighteousness, and that we will be transformed and made perfect into the beautiful image of Jesus Christ, who is soon to come. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.
But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, we do our part in faith. God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Before our closing song, we want to acknowledge a request that just came on Facebook from Salita. It says, please keep Faye McDowell in your prayers. She is moving and doesn't have the means to move. So we'll do that. Father, be with Faye McDowell. You know what she needs and how to make it happen for her. You own a cattle on 1,000 hills, and we pray for resources for her, that your will be done in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friends, God is good. Let's go ahead and have our closing song at this time. It's entitled, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.